Chapter 3, Creature Love. Love begins in a nest, when we're young and dreamy, if everything is just right, all warm, dry, and creamy. A place of sensations, likes, fond attractions, pleasing inclinations, ineffable passions. Grow kinship a oneness, hunger cravings ignite, longing and appetite that forever excite. Feeling moved and alive, being drawn to a fire, which captures our senses, feeding spirit desire. A feeling of movement through timeless space, seeking destination, allured to place and face. Love brings four cousins, first arrives affection, and then infatuation, enamored, and rejection. Endearment, ebullience, for dreams, tender feelings, like the heavenly stars in the sky's celestial ceiling. A hope that likes to travel through the stillness of night, seeking out heaven's height, eternal feeling so right. You can like, you can love, in wonderful places, all filled with familiar shapes, colors, and faces. Love furry pets, foods, or climbing a hill, running, skip, jumping, then rest, sitting still. Love being held tight and getting a hug that surrounds and protects you, safe, snug as a bug. Love a soft, silky blanket, a favorite cuddly toy, a warm, bubbly bath can even bring joy. Swim in cool water, balance on a beam, walk in the woods pursuing a dream. The bustle of crowds, noise of the city, companion pet dog, or the purr of a kitty. To sing loud and strong, or hum a small ditty. To joke with guffaw, or be soft and witty. Visit with a best friend over afternoon tea. Hear mythical story of Cupid and Psyche. A moment to yourself, wonderfully alone, accompanied by the sound of silence's drone. Cleaned up, all dressed up in your nicest clothes, or dirty and crimey, with mud on your nose. We're talking of tender, exuberant fashion. This is more than just like, it's ardor and passion. Exhilaration, vitality, zest, spice and lust for life, love's one of the best. This feeling isn't aversion, abhorrence or detestation. Those antonyms accompany a different sort of creation. Creature love brings attachment, commitment and devotion, luscious leisurely longing, trust and intense emotion. Senses become servant to love's blinding light, unable to see straight, inspired to dizzy heights. Feel fervor, devotion, hang on to and cherish, feel a predilection, even feel we might perish. Without this connection, this closeness of feeling, inspiring sentiment that can leave us reeling. Attaching such names as sweetheart, honey dear, darling and beloved, each one meant to endear. Idiosyncratic words, only we know their meaning, others hear but only hope to capture a small gleaning. Perhaps we can agree on this and nothing more, tennis love is zero, referring to the score. We can want a oneness, race to a loving cup, cuddle, snuggle, nuzzle, say I could eat you up. This feeling of few words, inspired before we walk, because love's wordless story starts way before we talk. We can try to explain this feeling from Cupid. Words do not make sense, and our friends call us stupid. We are out of our mind with feelings so intense, elusive logic thought, feeling grand and immense. We are lovesick afflicted, each song's unique rendition, impoverished by too few words to describe this condition. We're madly in love and mad about you, seasick or lovesick, oh, what can you do? Love's personal story, blinded vision, no sight, without pictures or words, sparked by bright flashing light. Many different stories, each one filled with such power, some alive filled with life, others hurtful and dour. For alas, some nests are built with sharp thorns and not feather, tender feelings are hatched, not as freedom, but tether. Where coarse-coast connection increases by the hour, prevailing conditions are cold, wet, and sour. Love is the most elusive, winged dream that takes flight, its gossamer images always just out of sight. Love and its attraction do require as a must, in worlds so confusing, always in yourself trust. With such feelings of closeness, so drawn into connection, your thoughts jumbled hopelessly, fearing loss and rejection. No one else can answer or tell you what to do, what will be the best, and what is right for you. Listen to yourself, how you feel inside, see your feelings' meaning, and by that abide. For the world is quite full, nothing you have to do, of nice people who will be attracted to you. Love's language is sweet, with offers so kind. Trust how you're treated, to that don't be blind. No matter what's said or the words used to woo, how you're treated deserves yes please or no thank you. When you're feeling good with what's given and received, you can feel proud of yourself, that is what you can believe. Good love carries no shame, is not all hurt or pain. Beware of such critters, you have little to gain. Love cares for another even when you feel blue, and you don't lose yourself, but are loved for being you. So many people who want you to hide who you really are and what is inside, want you to stay close but demand life their way, want you ready and waiting at beck and call every day. Love has personal price but requires no pay, where balance is even at the end of the day. Love is one of few places as a person you're respected, where all your parts and pieces are in one place collected. Not used like an ornament, it's where you like yourself, not displayed like a trophy shown off on a shelf. Not a little prize pendant or presented to hobnob, never pulled out and shown off like a gold pocket watch fob. For love's time and attention, so valuable we decree, no debt is ever accrued, what is given is for free. Remember you have a place in a world that is grand, with the universe moving, let yours contract and expand. You can love being alone, and when you have your druthers, you will enjoy even more the time you spend with others. There is so much love, give lots, little none, you'll find place for each one when your day is done. Love near and love far, let your feelings resound. Like love and attraction, you'll have lots to go round